What up, X? It's the Morning X. Jason Diggin, friends Nick, Emily with me, of course. And I was at the Austin FC game on Saturday. I had a great time. I don't love the 0-0 tie. I can't really get on board.
What if it was a 1-1 tie? Would that have been better if there was some action?
No, I feel the tie is worse than the no. Well, the not having any goals is pretty bad.
Yeah,
as well.
I was about to say you didn't get to do the woo fully.
Well, why don't we? I understand that it's like you can't just go into overtime and make them play forever because the dudes were already falling down. Like yeah. they start falling down, cramping, and there's no substitutions until midway through the second half.
Oh.
But do the shootout. Let's have a winner. Even though I think that's a stupid way to determine the winner.
You need a winner.
Having a basketball game where it's like, oh, tie? Let's just do a slam dunk contest at the end. Yeah, I don't like that. But give me a winner, man. All right? Somebody's got to walk away a winner.
Mm-hmm.
But again, soccer guy, I understand. Lots of people were walking away from the game feeling like they were winners.
Yeah, I think that was a good result for us. Here's my question, and I don't pretend to be a soccer guy at all, but how's our team at flopping? I feel like that's how you know when you got a good team, is when they can sit there and pretend that they're hurt, and they go out there and they spray that spray down their pants, and all of a sudden you pop back up.
No,
I like the faces they make. They're the,
There was no spray down the pants, but there is one. One of the referees, he's just got some, like, I don't know, if is that a can of shaving cream? It's some kind of white spray.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
No. I've seen like a thing that they spray down the pants, but there's some sort of penalty. The soccer people are just trying. They're going to drive into oncoming traffic right now.
Yeah.
There's a referee will stop play and be like, oh, you messed up real bad, man. And he takes... That's a can of spray paint is what I'm going to call it. Mm-hmm. Out of and he draws a little line on the ground, and he puts the ball there. Then he walks like 10 feet in the other direction, and he draws a big-ass line and says, the defenders, you guys have to stay behind this line, and we're going to have a weird firing squad kickoff type thing. That is exciting. Just because I was like...
You like to watch him draw.
I was like, we need to give basketball referees some spray paint and just be like, hey, you have to stay behind here for the rest of this play.
Mm-hmm. Apparently it's just called vanishing spray or vanishing foam.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Julie Bingling tweets at the Morning X says, Jason, I love your crossfire soccer idea. Brilliant. Hey, put me in touch with the bosses over there. There was a plane flying over ahead that had a banner that said pre-court is a snake. That's the owner dude who brought the thing, and somebody's upset about him. So
that plane is.
I thought you'd say like we should drop the ball, like the multi-ball from the plane. I'm like, yes, hell yes.
You never know when it's gonna come. Yeah. All of a sudden, there's
so
just a bonus ball. And at Double Dave's tweets at us says you were the VIP with some pepperoni rolls to an FC match, Jason.
I'll don't encourage him, Dave.
Is Double Dave's? Are they listening? You listen?
Double Dave's.
What's up, Dave? Are there two Daves? Why is it Double Dave?
More
important stupid questions. But let me first say, I took the Metro Rail to the...
I was about to ask you, like, how was traffic and all that?
I guess people were concerned, and I'm sure it probably is bad if you're trying to drive in or out of there. But don't do that, because the Metro Rail was great. I live very close to the MLK stop, so we went over there. Jumped on. There weren't too many people on at that point. It was mega packed by the end, which, look, I don't want to be that guy.
Oh.
And I guess it's over for a lot of us, right? You could even say I haven't been the most buttoned up on COVID protocols. But we're just done with the masks. We're just all going to...
It does seem that
we're
way.
We're going to cram.
I noticed that this weekend.
We're just going to cram face-to-face in a train car. Nobody's wearing a mask.
Yeah. Back to handshakes.
Yeah.
I went to Six Flags this weekend, and I was like, wow.
I mean...
Well, look, cool. Either you're vaccinated, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah, no, that's my thing.
I'm vaccinated, but don't I got a 4% chance? There's a guy on there who's definitely...
Then wear a mask.
Not. Well, I was wearing it. And then I look around, and I'm like, I'm literally the only one in this train car with a mask on. So then I was like, I feel like the jerk. So
You can't just halfway through the train ride take your mask off and try to blend in.
No,
it's really
can't.
Hot, too. And so
because now at that point, people are like, wait, he's not vaccinated. And then you take your mask off. And
right. Do people, if I wear a mask into the store that says mask required at the front of the store, even though the clerk is not wearing one, does he assume that I'm not vaccinated? I'm vaccinated, bro. But the Metro Rail worked great. They did an increased service for the game. We got out of there very quick and got on the first train home. It would suck to be in a line of 10,000 people to get out there, but I think that they managed it all very well. So yeah, take the train places. We should have trains in this town. But more important, soccer, dumb question.
Okay.
Why the no bag policy? That's like
none at all
in the stadium.
No.
Fans?
They have a no bag policy. Yeah, you can't bring a bag in. No clear bag. And it
what?
Is from the emails that I receive from Austin FC. It's like two to one. There's two that say buy gear here, no bags. Buy gear here, no bags. Buy gear. That's apparently very high in their messaging that you cannot bring bags into the stadium. And I understand that's a policy at a bunch of stadiums, and I could probably Google it, but I just don't get it. Whatever contraband I was going to bring in a bag, I just stuffed down my pants.
Yeah.
Like, is there something about...
Well, if you're going to do it... first of all, I mean, there was just a public shooting here in town, and
metal detectors.
Fans are crazy. I don't know if that's...
How are you going to...
I mean, what do you need a bag for?
I don't need a bag. I'm just wondering.
I feel like I should be the one arguing this because I'm a purse girl.
Well, I always have to remind Bumbleina when we're going places. I'm like, hey, they're probably a clear bag.
How many clear purses have you bought her with?
None, but there are times where we've had to walk back to the car.
Yeah. And, I'm like, and put it up, yeah.
So yeah. Why? What's the deal? Why can't we have bags?
I don't know why they're not going.
What is the danger?
Yeah, where am I gonna stuff my flask? I mean, my tampons.
Well, see, that's the thing.
I mean,
I know where you can stuff your tampons.
No,
you need a. I'm an expert.
Smart people tweet at us at 101X Morning X. Why with the no bags? What are we doing, man? 101X. It's the Morning X. Jason, Nick, and friends.
Just feels so good.
Nemesis Kayla tweets at the Morning X, says the danger is the newly passed unlicensed carry law, which I'm sure is a thing that I am not in favor of. But again, what is that? What couldn't you just put it down your pants? How are you gonna?
Yeah, I think it's just
your bag's got to go through the metal detector if you have a bag.
Okay,
so whatever would be in there,
in theory, unless you have a plastic.
No,
3D printer. I mean, I don't know if it's for this.
Treat my pants like a bag. That's what I say. All right. If you got some contraband, you're trying to get in. My pants are open.
So
I have an open pants policy.
Your pants when you walk into that.
I don't appreciate that it's restricted like that too, because women, we don't really have pockets. So now it's just very sexist because now I got to bring
What do you need to bring into the stadium with you?
Easy. If we're going to be there for like 3 hours, you know, you obviously need chapstick. You need concealer.
Concealer?
Concealer. You need some foundation because you're going to get sweaty. You're going to take pictures. After that, I mean, obviously tampons, unless I just shove all of them up me, like you said.
You
asked a question. I answered it.
Nick made a good point off the air that it's probably just to expedite getting people in the stadium so you're not checking a million purses.
I'm sure that's a lot.
Especially if
people are just, you know, because I'm sure people still tried to bring in purses, like you said with your Bumbleina, where she doesn't remember that you have to have the clear bags. And I don't know if that's like they wanted to make sure this first game was super efficient and maybe they'll let bags in later on, or
I appreciate that effort because we got there 90 minutes early. Mm-hmm. I thought that was the appropriate, I think they opened the gates like 5 hours early, but I was like, I want to walk around, see all the stuff, the things. And yeah, we got there 9 minutes early. We got there 90 minutes early and got in 60 minutes early because there was a mob of people. There's a lot of people, man.
Hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people there. But I had a fun time, Austin FC. And look at that. I didn't even bring up the fight that we're in. You know what you did. Nobody else knows. I know. You know. Hey, we have Tomfoolery's Adventure Park Day Passes. I haven't been giving these away because I'm like, what is that? I went there yesterday.
Yeah.
That place is badass.
That's who we told you.
I told you that.
That's what I was telling you before.
They got rides. They got laser tags. Yes.
They have rock climbing walls. I'm like, yeah.
512-835-1015. We have, I believe it's 4 passes as well. This is an unbelievably valuable prize because I think those cost. 512-835-1015. If you want to go to Tomfoolery up at Kalahari, Are You Smarter Than Jason is coming up next. Good luck. What up, X? It's the Morning X. Jason, Nick, Emily with a Tomfoolery Adventure Park prize pack to give away. Push the thing. Click.
Not only am I smarter than you,
it's a click.
I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
Our contestant is, hi, Justin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Justin. I'm going the hallway. Good luck.
Justin, we've got 3 trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, answer more right than the Dick Man, and you're going to get your tomfoolery on. And we've got for your choices today, computery terms, snake trivia, or baseball lore trivia.
Let's go with the baseball one.
All right. See, I'm out of breath. I had to run and do some stuff. That's fine. Number one, what famous baseball hitter had his head cryogenically frozen after his death?
Whoa.
Baseball hitter, head frozen after his death.
Oh, man. It was a Red Sox.
No, it was his head, not his foot.
For the Red Sox. Oh, man.
Squeeze it out. You can do it. Think out loud.
Dude, I'm going blank. Damn it.
All right. We're going to buzz you on that one. Ted Williams. God. Number two, in 1970, Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher Doc Ellis claimed he threw a no-hitter against the Padres while high on what hallucinogenic drug?
LSD?
Yes.
Oh, ding, ding.
And then finally, number three, what shortstop is on the most valuable baseball card ever sold? Or just what player is on the most valuable baseball card ever sold?
You said he was a shortstop?
He is, yes. But that's going to give you no, you know it or you don't. It's the most rare and valuable baseball card. Features this player.
I'm going blank. I'll go.
Spit it out.
Fernando Tatis.
That's a good guess. I guess Honus Wagner. Hold on, Justin. Got one for you. We'll get Jason back in here. I'm going to say that that's probably not looking good for your chances.
Oh,
but
Justin.
We might still have a consolation prize.
Oh, Justin.
Justin chose baseball lore trivia, which is baseball stuff.
Okay.
And he got one correct.
Yeah, all right, then.
Number one, what famous baseball hitter had his head cryogenically frozen after his death?
Ted Williams.
Yes.
Yeah, ding.
In 1970, Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher Doc Ellis claimed he threw a no-hitter against the Padres while high on what hallucinogenic drug?
See, I'm not good with the hallucinogenics, but I believe what you want is LSD.
No, I'm a weed guy, but LSD is the correct answer.
Yeah.
Ding.
Scares me. Number three.
LSD scares you?
Oh, yeah.
LSD and the water park rides, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, just the sudden drop ones, the ones that just drop you like an elevator.
Imagine combining them.
No. That sounds like a bad idea.
You know, I did suffer this injury on the one that Bumbleito walked down from, and I didn't have the heart to tell him. I
just got nick on your elbow.
A little boo-boo on my elbow, but that's because I was horse playing in the raft.
They didn't catch you in time.
All right. You have defeated Justin. Justin, hold on. We have a consolation prize for you. But to go for pride, 3 for 3. Perfect game, as they say. What shortstop is on the most valuable baseball card ever sold? What shortstop? Most valuable baseball card.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would not have guessed it was a shortstop. Most valuable baseball card ever sold. Is it going to be like Honus Wagner? Not positive he was a shortstop. Oh. Okay. It's Mr. All-American.
J.J. Watt?
give me Derek Jeter.
No, Honus Wagner.
Ah, son of a...
Golly. He was a shortstop, yeah.
Didn't come
also
down
for
that.
The Pirates.
All right, congratulations, Justin. No, wait, I beat you. Hold on, we do have a prize for you.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative Rock all day.